Bob and Betty, with Chandler in Algiers, Dorothy and Regent depart to visit the newly discovered ruins in the mountains. In response to an urgent summons, Chandler has also left Algiers, putting Bob and Betty in the care of Madame Delange. She has introduced them to Ismail, who is, in reality, a lieutenant of the sinister Dimitri. In a perfume shop in the native quarter, Bob and Betty come face to face with Dimitri himself. The present act opens in the drawing room of a lovely villa at some distance from Algiers. Chandu, the magician.
Hurry up, Betty, before Dimitri and Madame Delange come out of the villa. I don't know whether we should come up here or not.
Oh, now, Bob, don't be like that.
Well, I know. I didn't say anything at the time, but, gee, if Mother and Father come back to the hotel and we aren't there, I'm just wondering what we're going to tell them.
What do you mean, Bob?
Well, you know very well we can't tell them Dimitri's not a crook after all.
I know we can't tell them he's working in the French Secret Service because he told us not to. But we can certainly tell them about Ismail, can't we?
Yeah, but all we know about him is he's the son of one of the big tribal chiefs back in the mountains and that he lives at this villa when he comes down to the coast.
Yes, I know. But Madame Delange has known him for a long, long time. He must be somebody pretty important.
Oh, I didn't say Ismail wasn't all right, Betty. I only said I don't know whether we should have come up here to the villa.
What, 30 miles? Besides, it's all downhill going back. We'll be back in Algiers in no time in Ismail's car.
Boy, wasn't that some road coming up here? A lot of it seemed to me was right straight up. That car certainly must have a wonderful engine.
It's a beautiful car, isn't it? Oh, Bob, don't look so kind of like Uncle Frank or something.
What do you mean, Betty?
I mean you look so kind of stern or something. Oh, if you didn't want to come up here, why did you come?
Oh, I did want to come then. I mean, I thought it'd be all right. The more I think about it, the more I don't know. What if...
Oh, look out. Here comes Madame Delange and Dimitri.
Oh, Betty Lou, is this villa not enchanting?
Oh, yes, isn't it? I think it's so picturesque.
I hoped it would please you.
Will you come into the villa with me, Betty Lou? I will take you to your room.
To a room? We aren't going to stay all night, are we?
Well, Ismail has discovered something about the motor which needs attention. You see, he is not certain whether it can be repaired before it is time for you to return to Algiers. If you must return tonight.
Oh, dear, I don't know, Madame Delange.
It may not be necessary to remain if you do not wish, Betty Lou.
But you will perhaps like to arrange your hair and powder your nose before dinner?
Yes, thank you. I would like to.
We will join you here in a few moments, Dimitri.
Very well. Would you like to see the grounds and the garden, Bob?
Oh, sure. Now we're here, I'd like to see everything.
Come this way, will you?
It sure is a swell garden, Dimitri.
I find it pleasant. The view of the Mediterranean is always interesting, I think.
Yeah. You know, when we lived at home, I always thought of the Mediterranean Sea as a kind of a little place like a bay, all filled up with little sailing ships and everything, so you could almost jump from one to the other. When you see it, it looks just like the Atlantic Ocean, doesn't it?
Many of one's ideas are changed with travel.
I'll say. Wonder why the wall's so high.
Because beyond it is a drop of more than 100 feet into the sea.
Oh, gee. Fellow wouldn't have much chance if he fell over here.
No. Look down there. See? If a man were to land on those rocks below, what a shroud the seaweed would make for him. It would twine round and round him and bear him down to the depths and hide his secrets forever.
Gee, this place kind of gives me the creeps. What's that funny ringing sound out there?
It's only a boy marking a reef known as Dead Man's Shoal.
Gosh.
While we are here, Bob, I want to make you understand the position I was forced to take in Montebania.
Well, you couldn't very well blame Uncle Frank for thinking you were a crook, Dimitri, because he thought you were mixed up in that plot of Count Metz's and everything.
Yes, I know. Oh, it was very difficult for me. Of course, I could not reveal the truth about myself, and so there was nothing for me to do but leave Montebania, knowing all of you thought me a traitor, even a murderer.
Well, we certainly did. But then you can't really blame us at that.
No. Oh, it was most unfortunate for me. You see, in the Secret Service, one cannot reveal many things.
Oh, sure, I understand that. When Ismail and Madame Delange told us yesterday in the bazaar you were okay and said I shouldn't make such a row about you until I knew what I was talking about, well, I knew we were mistaken about you. I'm sorry we were so rotten to you.
Please, please say no more about it. I beg you to forget it.
Say, look, who's this fellow coming up here all steamed up? I thought I heard a car a minute ago.
Oh, it is Colonel Louis Ravenne, one of my oldest friends. He is of the French War Office. Welcome, my dear Ravenne. Oh, permit me to introduce you to Mr. Robert Regent, Colonel Louis Revenne.
Oh, Dimitri, I...
Later, Colonel, if you will be so kind.
Ah, yes, yes.
Mr. Regent and his sister are our guests this evening. I met them during that mission of mine to...
You refer to the time we sent you to Montebania?
Oh, I get it. The French government sent you to Montebania, huh?
Yes, of course.
Well, can you beat that?
By the way, Bob, I understand you are greatly interested in unusual weapons.
Well, yeah, I am kind of collecting funny-looking knives.
There are a number of very interesting ones inside the villa, and Colonel Revenne is an authority on them. Will you be good enough to show them to Bob, Colonel?
I should be very happy.
No?
Why not? There will be just enough time before dinner.
There is something I would like to say to you, Dimitri, at your convenience.
Yes, yes, certainly. Later, my dear Colonel. Oh, here is Miss Betty Lou. Miss Regent, allow me to present my dear friend, Colonel Revenne.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Have you come to give me the pleasure of showing you the garden?
Thank you, Dimitri. Madame Deline said you might like to show it to me. It's beautiful. I can tell that already.
Colonel Revenne's going to show me the collection of knives in the villa, Betty. We'll be back in a little while.
All right. Madame Deline said she'd like to rest a while. She'll be down pretty soon, Dimitri.
But she has seen the garden often. Come with me.
Oh, look. Look at the moon just coming up. Isn't it gorgeous?
Later it will be still more beautiful.
Oh, it's simply marvelous. I've never seen anything so beautiful in all my life. Look at the moonlight on the water. It's like a dream.
A dream. Oh, yes. And I have brought you to my garden to tell you of a dream of mine.
Your garden? I thought this villa belonged to Ismail.
No, it is really mine. That is another secret I share with you, which no one but you must know.
Oh, I won't tell anybody. But doesn't Ismail live here?
No. He only comes here so that it may be believed that the villa is his. He is the son of one of the tribal chiefs in the mountains.
But I don't see why you...
Oh, but there are many things you do not understand, Betty Lou, but which you will understand later.
What do you mean, Dimitri?
I want you to come to the villa often.
I'd like to come again, too. But I don't know what Mother will say. You know, she doesn't understand about you working for the French government, really, Dimitri. And neither does Uncle Frank.
And you have given your word you will not reveal it to them. You see, you hold my life in your two beautiful little hands.
Oh, I mean, I won't tell anybody.
I know you will not. Ah, Dushka, my sweet one, there is but one thing lacking here at the villa, and that is you.
Dimitri, what do you mean? I can't...
Oh, Betty Lou, you have thought of me since those days in Montebania, when I appeared to your eyes so black, so treacherous.
Oh, yes. Of course I've thought of you.
Betty Lou, you are exquisite. You are like a white rose here in the moonlight.
Oh, I must go, Dimitri. Bob and I...
A moment, Betty Lou. What is it, Ismail?
Dimitri. Your pardon, Miss Betty, but there is news of great importance.
What is it? Why do you interrupt me now?
Dimitri, the tribes have not waited for our word. They are rising everywhere. Thousands of hillmen are swarming out of the mountains to attack the French.
What? This is true?
Of course it is true. Revenne must have guessed it. Why?
Have the car brought to the gate at once. Oh, Betty Lou, I regret you and Bob must go back to Algiers immediately.
What's the matter, Dimitri? Have you heard from Mother? Is Uncle Frank off?
No, no, but there is danger here. Abdul, ask Colonel Revenne and Mr. Regent to come here at once. And send someone to give Madame Delange. Bring Miss Regent's coat and hat and gloves.
Oh, I can go and get them, Dimitri.
No, there is no time. Before 5 minutes have passed, you must be on your way to Algiers.
Fast. I think it must be dangerous.
Gee, the way Dimitri acted, we'd better go fast. What was the matter with him?
I think he feared some of the hill tribes might attack the villa.
He did.
Mais oui.
Well, it's funny he and Colonel Revenne didn't come back with us then. Gee, I haven't even got a gun. If they'd catch us out here on this lonely road, it'd be just too bad. Say, this isn't the way we came. Do you know that?
No, Bobby. It is another road. A shorter way to reach Algiers.
Oh. Say, listen. It must be another bunch of those Legion fellas like the ones we saw yesterday. There they are, coming round the bend.
You will stop the car, Abdul. The officer is saluting us.
Again, Commander Lincoln! Delange, how fortunate to meet you.
Oh, Pierre, it is you.
Je suis enchanté, madame.
Mademoiselle Regent, may I present Capitaine Pierre Jacques of the Foreign Legion, a good friend of mine.
How do you do?
Charmé, mademoiselle.
And the brother of the young lady, Monsieur Regent.
I salute you, monsieur.
How do you do?
But I am desolate, madame, that I must turn aside your automobile. Permit me to ascend beside you while the company pass.
Oh, mais certain, mon Pierre. One must make way for the famous Legion, n'est-ce pas? Abdul, you will turn the automobile from the road.
Deuxième compagnie! Arme téléphone! À droite! Ma!
Are you to be away from Algiers for a long time?
That is not for me to say, madame. We have been ordered on special duty, and we do not know when we will return.
But do you go far?
Serious trouble is occurring among the tribes.
Gee, you really think there's going to be a lot of fighting?
Mais oui, monsieur Regent. Vraiment.
Well, our uncle's up there somewhere. I hope he doesn't get into it.
Oh, dear, mother and father.
Yeah, that's right.
Madame, I must leave you now. 1,000 regrets. May I hope you will be in Algiers when we return?
I hope we shall be, Pierre.
Mademoiselle, it has been a great pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wait. One at the end.
What? Oh, yeah, I see him now. Well, can you beat that?
What is so strange about the Legionnaire, Bobby?
Why, gee, he looks just exactly like Prince Nicholas of Montebania. But what would he be doing here in Algeria?
But, Bob, it is Nicky. I know it is. Oh, Nicky!